Welcome everyone, Be'ez Hashem. We continue the Sfas Tamim from the Chafetz Chaim, Perek Beis, Shem 21. The Chafetz Chaim is discussing how when people are stealing and lying and cheating in business, this causes anius, this causes poverty to come to the world. U'kemat einu matze bizmanenu. The Chafetz Chaim says, you don't find in our generation, and this is already 100 years ago, and we see this as well, she'osha yarech ba'ashrei kol yimei, that a wealthy person will have the money that he started with all the days of his life. Sometimes you do find, but he says many times you don't. Sometimes they have it half their life, a third of their life, and those who have it for all their lives, many times it's a tremendous, tremendous punishment for them. How is having money a punishment? Because they are repaid here in Olam Hazeh, and then they're going to be embarrassed in Olam Haba. Nothing to show in Olam Haba, a tremendous embarrassment. Says the Chafetz Chaim, "Ein zois ki'im shezois hasiba garma hakol, ukiyadua sheisol arim zelazeh." We are all connected. When some people are doing aveira, especially if a person has the ability to rebuke and he doesn't, we are affected. Shekol yisol arim zelazeh. Bimnira adam shu oisa avol umiskayim loy ashra. And if you see a person who is doing an aveira, who is stealing and cheating, and his wealth is kept, he has his wealth, al derech ha-kosov, he brings a pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we mentioned, is punishing this person. The Chayav Salavos explains many times, the wealth a person has is his greatest punishment, because he never thinks to do tshuva. He never thinks he has to improve. Why should he have to improve? Look, he has everything in his mind and his power that he wants. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him more and more, just like by the Nachash. Hashem says to the Nachash, your food will be any place you go. Hashem says, I'm giving you a credit card with unlimited payment, unlimited amount. And this is the punishment. Nachash was cursed the most from all the animals, from everything. And you wonder, it's a curse? You can eat your food anywhere? Yes, because Hashem says, I don't want to have anything to do with you. I don't want to see you. Goodbye. Sometimes a person who is dealing in business in a deceitful manner, in stealing and cheating, Hashem says, you're going to have all the wealth in the world. And this answers a question, how come sometimes you see people who are no goodniks, not the best of people, and you see they have all this money? The Chafetz Chaim is, and the Chafetz Chavavos was answering, because this is of the greatest punishments. And the Chafetz Chaim says the same thing here as well. He now brings a Gemara in Ksubis, a very powerful Gemara. There was a tremendous wealthy man, Nakdima ben Gorion. And during the Chorban, during the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, she was found by Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai taking out the kernels of the undigested kernels from the dung of the donkey. And the Maral explains that this is coming to show that you Klai Yisrael could be the greatest and you could also fall to the lowest. The donkey is the most chomer, most physical animal. Chamar is a chomer, his physicality, as the Maral explains. When Klai Yisrael fall down to the lowest levels, she's picking out any leftover in the dung of the donkey. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, what's going on over here? He asked, who are you? And she said, I'm the daughter of Nakdim ben Gurion, who was one of the wealthiest men. But his money, and first the Gemara explains, his money that was used illegally, not that he did business illegally, but he didn't give the proper amount to tzedakah. And that is considered to be illegal money. That money consumed the proper money, and he was left with nothing. Very tremendously powerful message over here. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, it's for a positive purpose. And if we don't do the right thing with it, the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, we chas v'sholom might lose it.